What are your demotivators? We need now to reflect on what are the factors that you, when you look at them, they demotivate you. Because those are factors are important towards your concentration and preparation for the exams. There are a few things that we could look at so that you can think about how does that aspect of your life demotivate you.
Is your family or work environment impacting on your motivation in terms of your studies?
We could also need to think, how are you coping with the amount of work? Do you feel overwhelmed by the amount of work you need to cover?
You might also have realized that it takes you very long to complete irrelevant tasks. For example, you would rather do household chores than studying.
Is the fact that when you think about the results, you feel that you will not produce a good enough results demotivating you?
Do you find yourself daydreaming about other things when you should be sitting down and studying?
Are you also feeling that you are anxious because your studies are too difficult and tedious?
Which other demotivators are bothering you? Make a list of these things.
You could then think about writing a plan of action to address the demotivators. We also need to highlight that when you think about writing a plan, there might be aspects of your life that you can't really do much about it now. But the fact that you are aware about the impact they have on your studies, that by itself you are attending to these issues, and that will help you to focus on your studies. Because at least you have a plan that I will rather focus on my studies now and work on these issues after exams.
We would also encourage you to try and find support or go and speak to somebody about things that are really making it hard for you to sit down and focus on your studies.